Hallelujah. Praise be to God.
Jesus, 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 Holy Spirit, 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 Abba Father.
Of my heart be acceptable unto thee. Lord Jesus, today is Pentecost Day. So Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, I take authority over all principalities, over all powers, over all rulers of darkness, over all demons, and I say, you cannot function as the word of God is coming to his people. Holy Spirit, manifest your presence and touch your people. Let the people know that you are God and you are the third person of the Trinity. Father, I give you glory and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. People of God, today is Pentecost Sunday. Today is Pentecost Sunday. That is 50 days after Jesus Christ ascended to heaven. And because of that, we are asked to speak on the theme, the Holy Spirit, our counselor. The Holy Spirit, our counselor. The Holy Spirit, our counselor. It could be the Holy Spirit, our advisor. People of God, in life, we have marriage counselors, we have financial counselors, we have investment counselors, we have a lot of counselors. And we as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit as our counselor. Whenever we talk of the Holy Spirit, it becomes a controversy because the Holy Spirit, each and every denomination understand the Holy Spirit according to what their doctrine teaches. To some denominations, the Holy Spirit is a force. To some other denomination, it is the power of God that is used in creation. But to us, the Holy Spirit is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. Because the Holy Spirit is a person, maybe the Holy Spirit can see, he can speak, and he can also be grieved. Onyamia de shiye, ene ye Pentecost uda, enu ti ye kan hon kron kron hon asem. Na hon kron kron na ye kan hon asem no. Sanya wo bia ti ase bia egina wo som a wo mu osom bi no mu ni mo se Pentecost no eye force and from a bi a onyame e de ye ni bibi e bi nso ni mo se eye tumi a onyame de ye na dwuma na ye Presbyterian Church of Ghana de ye ni mo se ho kronkron no oye nipa ono ni the third person of the Trinity. We have God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is the third person who is a person. That's why I say, oh yeah, and you paint, you know, oh, who are there, or tear some new buffu. And you tea and home, crocono, yeah, Bible, no cassay. My own hope, home, crocono, a red. If you say, oh, you nipper. And now, and you are making can some bebre at your mind. After home, crocono. Now, or can come here and go see, say, yes, Christo, or cop, or Genesis of Onoho. When he came, he did a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders. He healed people, he did a lot of things, and it was time for him to go. So he told the disciples that very soon they will see him no more. He is about to go to the Father. Then Philip came and said, show us the Father, and that alone will be good for us. And Jesus Christ said, so as I'm with you every day, you have not known me. Yes, or some now can just say, oh, you nyang kopong. He is God, and he is the Father. As to how Jesus is God, he is a fully man and fully divine. This is a mystery which we cannot understand with our human mind. People of God, the Holy Spirit, God that we serve, he is a consuming fire. So, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, But somebody is coming after me. And when he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Hallelujah. So, Holy Spirit will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And if the Holy Spirit baptizes you, you cannot be cold. So if you sit in a church and you are cold, it means you are not being baptized by the Holy Spirit. I pray that today the power of the Holy Spirit touch each and every one of you here, so that those who are cold are going to be hotter. Those who are cold, the Holy Spirit must touch you, so you will sense the power of the Holy Spirit and be hot. Hallelujah. It is what the devil is doing to humanity. It is time that humanity must wake up. Humanity must stand up. We must not sleep. We must submit to God and resist the devil with the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Say amen. Yes. The word of God tells us that as Jesus Christ is about to go, he told the disciples that after all the education that you people have received from me, after all the things that I have taught you, after all the signs, miracle signs and wonders that I have done, do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait until you are clothed with the Holy Spirit. And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he continued to say that when the Holy Spirit comes, you will receive power. You will receive power. People of God, may the power of the Holy Spirit move through you. May each and every one of you over here receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive the power right now. If you are dull, receive the power and be hot in the name of Jesus. May you say amen. What I'm saying, the mechanic said, Yesu Christ wabe ye juma. On Yesu afona nanti. Wajama wandiye bebreya momo hun. Wahun tumiya ekitano. Nansu ansa na obekono. Wakachila wa mse. Mamu mfi Jerusalem. Munchang. Eko si braha. Hon homino. Ababa muso. Nasa hon homino ba musoa. Anuna mubenya tumi. Anuna mubenya tumi. Na mudia ye mejuma. Mube frasia fri Jerusalem. Mudia kosi Judea. Edia kwasa sina noha. Hallelujah. People of God, what is the evidence of this? We all know Peter. That Peter, he was a coward. When they arrested Jesus, according to the scripture, he went to a place, it was cold, so he went to a place where people have set fire and they were sitting around the fire. A little girl said, looking at this man, he is one of the followers of Jesus Christ. What did Peter say? No, I am not. If you continue, you will see that he went to a time when Peter was even saying, "Me dunya me, I swear, I don't know him." Hallelujah. But as we read today, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, the Bible says that when Jesus appeared, he appeared to 500 people, according to the Bible, at the same time. But when the Holy Spirit came, the people who were in the upper room, there were 120. So 500 minus 120, what is the answer? So 380 people had vanished. But 120 remained in the upper room. And according to the Bible, as they were in the upper room, something like a mighty wind rushed through where they were. The power of God in the form of the Holy Spirit rushed through that place. The wind blew over there. To me, the wind that came before the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was to come and to drive away every trash, every fear, everything that is not desired by the Lord God Almighty. The Bible says, "Ansana kong 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 baba no, enframa ke siyebi babo fa babi anongo ngoho. Na sa enframa no ni ebe yane se adibo the power that is coming is holy. It is Holy Spirit. And before the Holy Spirit comes, holy. So the wind came and blew everything that is not holy among them. And after that, the power of the Holy Spirit came. And according to the Bible, the fire that came, each sat on the head of each of the individuals. That means that the Holy Spirit or the Lord God Almighty might have sent somebody to the upper room to count the number of people that are there so that he will bring an equal number of fire. Hallelujah. The American say, you say, one and all them all. A jano ba kubesi obibia tifi. Now, Bible will say, no mere 120. It is a jana ba hono, ne 120 dia. Like I said, oh, Namina Nitimu Pumu, I bet count to Nipana or Holiday. Each sat on the head of each and every one. Hallelujah. Yang kaba be a fire no. The Bible did not tell us that when the fire came upon their head, where did the fire go? Did the fire quench? Did the fire move away? No. You know what happened? The fire entered them. The fire entered them. And they became hot. They became hot. They became bold. They became fearful. They articulated the word of God with power, miracle, signs, and wonders. Ejana ebe siwa upon pomino. Me say, ejana ebo ura womu. Eti efi satam ne yokono. Wanya na waye nyu awohono. Wanya ebe yesi.
My mindary soldier, a fiery say, oh, yo, hoja. Mammy pim sensu, a fiery say, oh, yes, mammy, yam, a suru, a dura, sura, bro, sambra. Mammy, there is soldier. If you resell your hoja, Mammy Pims and Sue. If you resell your Sue, Mammy Ham, Ham, Sir, Osuru, Druha, Sura, Bru,
and so, as I'm telling you, that fire that came, the fire entered them and they became powerful. They became bold. So this same Peter, who was a coward, after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he became so powerful that he could even condemn the Sanhedrin. And then he spoke boldly to the people. And on one day, just one day, he was able to speak with power and anointing, and he was able to convert 3,000 people and added them to the number of the church. Hallelujah. Isn't this wonderful? So, when the power of God is in you, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you cannot be cold. You cannot be cold, but you rather be hot. People of God, it is high time we wake up. It is high time we stop being cold. It's high time we let the power of the Holy Spirit work through us. According to John 16, verse 7, Jesus Christ told the disciple that it is to your advantage that I go away. Because if I do not go, the helper, he will not come. But when I go, I will send him to you. People of God, the Holy Spirit is your helper. Jesus is gone, and the Holy Spirit is now with us on this earth, and he is your helper. At the end, one over here, what do you need? Call upon the Holy Spirit. Call upon the Holy Spirit, and he will help you, because he is now with us here, and he is our helper. He is our helper. What do you need help? Out of four, what say? Eye, ma mo se meko. If it's a man, kwa, obwa fono, o ma, na se me kwa, na suma obwa fono, amanaba. And they used to call it to a waffle and I found a home, Kronkrono, Waba. And not a minia by Minia Bema. They may be so when they say, at the end of here, at the end of my quota, not in the sewer of Fosumia. At the end of what dream, invite the Holy Spirit. From what for no? From Hong Kong Chrono, no baba baba. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit will help you. People of God, he said, when he comes, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of sin. Oba, he will convict the world of sin. He will convict the world of sin. So who here boni biya? Hong Kong Chrono wa barintino. Oba mwa. Said the woo ye a ya boni. Oba catch row. Said the oberty. Now Hong Kong won't have the away any say. So what kind of went ya? No idea. Or can I went ya? No idea. Why and no could we be at ya? Be being country and say, I dear who could be in ye. Be back catch row. Now, before Francois Catcher will say, oh, where they so be, where they so be anyhow, where they offer will be. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, when he's around, he confuses people of sin, people of God. You see, in the world now, in the world in which we are living right now, there are people who are sitting on the fence. They are sitting on the fence in the sense that they are part in the world and they are part in Christianity. But my word to you is that when the Holy Spirit comes in your life, he will electrify the fence. The Holy Spirit will electrify the fence. And definitely, you have to go one way. You either have to go to the world or be with Jesus and be with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. May say, Brother Kasa, and Yakasa, and the baby, no defense, so they sit on the fence. That means, on one way, we are sick. And I want to say, only Yamimu, or Yamimu half. And I say, we are Simu half. Etino, or Hawaha. Now, make us say, Sir Fence, now what is so? So, when you Hong Kong, you dear, sir, Hong Kong, or the electric power, ever to Sir Fence in him. Now, so bet me a transfer, we will see. Definitely, ultimate transfer. It will be John Paul Adams because we are say and now say, "Obeba unyamenche." It's Obi Oha. Now say, "Oh, we are say." It's Oha. Now when the Hong Kong kuni nyeni eshemu, because when the Holy Spirit come, he will convict you, and you will definitely choose one. Today, I am here to tell you that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he came with divided tongues. He came with power. Let me ask you this question. Whenever anybody comes in contact with the Holy Spirit, the person doesn't become a dull Christian. The person becomes a very hot Christian. Why is God able to use some people and God don't use other people? Adentina onyame odi binum ye adwuma na binum so de wonfa won enye adwuma bi bi samo se wo stove mienu na opese wonum hot coffee stove mienu no baako ye so ye enti ye cold ana baako ye so ye hot opese wonum coffee ni mienu no de wan na obefa. The point that I want to say is that the Holy Spirit, when it comes into you, you cannot be cold. You will be hot. And because you are hot, the Almighty God will use you. The power of God will use you. And you'll feel the presence of God working through you. You cannot sit idle and look at sin without talking. You will definitely talk, no matter what people will say. When the power of the Holy Spirit is in you, you become very, very hot. People of God, the word of God says that Jesus Christ, he came that we might be baptized with Holy Spirit and with fire. That we might be baptized with Holy Spirit and fire. That means when John was baptizing, John was standing in the river Jordan. And so when Jesus Christ was baptizing, in which river was Jesus Christ standing? He was standing in the liquefied water of God. I want no bosuno, or the home cook bosuno, a ja, or jump from a, or jump from a, Nasa witness, I will Jenny Diasia, oh Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Manzayon congregation. We cannot be dull, we cannot be cold. As we are dull and we are cold, it means that we have not had encounter with the Holy Spirit. And when we have an encounter with the Holy Spirit, we shall be hot, we shall be fire, because the Holy Spirit is hot, he is fire. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us that God sent his word to heal the people. Onyame Osman asem emana asem ebe sayare. And because of that, because today is the day of Pentecost and we are talking about the Holy Spirit, anybody who is sick here right now, may the power of the Holy Spirit move through you and burn every sickness that is in you right now. In the name of Jesus, whoever is sick, may the fire of the Holy Ghost pass through you now. Pass through you now. The centurion said, oh Lord God Almighty, do not worry yourself to come to my house. You just send the word, send the word, send the word, and the word will heal. The word will heal. May the word of the God move through you right now and heal you. May the power of the Holy Spirit move through you right now and heal you. Those of you who have any sickness in your body, may the power of the Holy Spirit move through you and heal you right now. The Holy Spirit is fire. And when the fire of the Holy Spirit comes, every cancer will burn. When the Holy Spirit comes, anything in your body that is not aligned to the word of God, the Holy Spirit will transform whatever is in your body right now in the name of Jesus. People of God, we have a lot to do today, and time is not on our side. But I just want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is a person, and he has the power to do everything. Now, according to Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was God. And at that time, there was the Spirit of God hovering over the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And it hovered and hovered and hovered and hovered until the power of God spoke to give instructions to the Holy Spirit. May the word of God move through you right now. May the Lord give instruction to his word. And may the word of the Lord move through you right now. That you should not go home as you came, but you should go home as somebody who has had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Let us bow down our head and pray. Almighty.
Sheeran, oh Sheeran, Sheeran, mommy. So.
Misra wo,
Misra wo,
Misra wo,
Misra wo,
Misra wo,
Misra wo,
Let us pray. Awurade ne Nyankopɔn, yɛda wase. Honhom Kronkron wo ne yɛte asase so, yɛda wase. We thank you for the power. We thank you of the fire that radiates from you. Holy Spirit, if there is anyone among us over here who is going through any difficult situation, Lord, may you tag that person right now. Lord, Holy Spirit, if there's anyone who is sick, may you heal the person right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, may you grant the request of each and every one over here through the power of the Holy Spirit. May all diseases vanish. May all sickness go away in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, may you grant them. Those who have difficulties and problems in their marriages, Lord, may you intervene and bring ultimate peace into the lives of your children. Lord God Almighty, take control, Holy Spirit, and touch your people. Touch them in Jesus' name. Amen.